Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
Hi, Mom. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. So this month we've been doing a recap of our trip to Iceland. Any closing stories or highlights that you want to share?
Well, I can say that I thought it was a really good idea that since you have three children, there were three adults.
Yeah, that's right. Well, especially since one of them is four and one of them is one. So
as a grandparent, I wasn't sure I was needed, but I think it was a really good decision to have three adults on three children.
Yeah.
So, and it was a great trip, and I would encourage other families to do it because it can be so much fun. And to compliment your wife on having everybody properly dressed for the climate, which some days were pouring rain and some days were beautiful sunshine. So it does benefit you to be properly prepared for the differences in the weather on Iceland.
Yeah. To put that into context, Iceland in August is like Boston in late October.
Yeah. And plus rain. So, yeah. I mean,
well, we get rain in October.
Well, yeah. They say some enormous amount of rain in Iceland during the month of August.
So yeah, that's right. They get a lot of
many,
rain.
Many, many inches.
That's right. I mean, it's an island surrounded by water and sandwiched between mountains. I'll tell you one other thing. I thought the seafood in Iceland was great.
Yeah.
And we come from an area with a high bar for seafood.
Yeah.
And I had like a lot of interesting dishes. I didn't have like the really famous ones like shark, like fermented shark or whale steak, but the cod was excellent. Langoustine was excellent. Yeah, it was really good seafood. I'm kind of getting hungry thinking about it.
Before we talk about the hidden costs of relocating and how to budget for them, I have to tell you a story about a relocation client that I had that is really important for people that are relocating.
Yeah, go ahead.
And my client reminds me of this every time he sees me about this one comment that I made to him. So we started out and he thought they wanted to live in Brookline.
Uh-huh.
And because he thought it would be a much easier commute to the location for his job, which was downtown. And we looked out there and then we came out and we looked in Wellesley. And I had this big discussion with him about commuting.
Mm-hmm.
And how that sometimes, even though we were in Brookline, we actually drove to the house that we were looking at in Boston and Brookline from there to his job. And I had him do that to practice.
Yes.
In the course of talking about evaluating how to get to your job, I said, my big goal every time I travel someplace is to make right-hand turns.
Yeah.
So that I never have to wait.
Yeah.
And to this day, and he's been there, they've probably been there 8 years.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, he says, I'm making my right-hand turns because then I don't have to wait.
That's right.
You know, or maybe a left-hand turn, but doesn't involve a light. So he's always trying to make right-hand turns. But
that's right.
Important to know because it ended up that he ended up buying in Wellesley.
Yeah.
And the commute is actually shorter than the ones that we were looking at when he was looking in Brookline.
And again, classic case of like Google Maps can be deceptive.
Yeah.
You look at it, and Brookline is the closest, literally the closest you can get to Boston. It's surrounded by Boston on three sides. But, you know, just the way the highways and the trains are laid out and traffic, it can take longer to get to Boston from Brookline than it does to get there from Wellesley.
But it was funny because he was, like you said, for relos coming from a distance, they look at a map and he actually drove both of them
and
realized that there was no difference.
That's right.
The perception was there was a big difference because the mileage was greater.
That's right. Exactly.
So, anyway, I thought I should tell relo people then.
Yeah. So this week we're talking about the hidden costs of relocation. I just want to ask, like, what do you think are some of the most commonly overlooked expenses when planning a long distance move?
Well, I don't think anybody ever realizes how expensive the movers are going to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a lot of times, or it used to be that relos got a budget to move, and it never seems to be enough if you're going across country because it's all based on weight.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of setup costs to do things like change your car insurance and change your license, you know, licenses. And there's a lot of physical items that have to mm-hmm. be changed that cost you money, you know, a new driver's license, a new, all those things that registering your car, new insurance rates.
Right.
Those are things that I don't think people think of when they move. They think it's always going to be the same.
Yeah.
But perhaps it is more expensive depending on where you come and where you end up living.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I think there's a lot of these little things that add up. Like you said, all the fees, registration fees, and, you know, movers will add up as well. And, you know, then there's just like, you know, you're going to have to buy stuff.
Right.
Right? You're in a new house. And you're
new
like,
spaces, paint, new spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fix up a little area. Where am I going to store things?
That's right. You left your kid's jacket at your old house.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that just moving from point A to point B can be, has expenses associated with it because you're starting new.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not even just buying a new house or finding an apartment to rent. It involves all the things that we just talked. I mean, homeowner's insurance, you know, car insurance, you know,
that's right,
whatever
that's
it right. may be. So it has hidden expenses for sure.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll take a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs, too. With over 30 years' experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. So, Mom, what budgeting strategies can help you stay financially prepared during a relocation?
So, I just think, like anything, you have to have a bigger chunk of money put away.
Mm-hmm. Than you think you need.
Than you think you need.
Yeah. Like add 25% to it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like one of the things that comes up in relocating, a lot of people move from states where the washer and dryer go with the house in the state that they're moving from.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden you get here and there's no washer dryer.
Yeah.
And right there, it's out of pocket, $1,500, $2,000, whatever
right.
you're going to buy. Yeah, or if you go fancier, it could be more expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't think you think of that.
Right.
Because different states have different items that they consider attached or to stay.
That's right.
So those little niggly things that come up, you know, people always say, are they going to leave the storage racks in the basement mechanical room?
Yeah.
And... or in the garage. And mm-hmm. then you're like, well, I don't know, you know? And so you don't budget for those things. And you get here and you've got 50 boxes on your garage floor on your in your basement and you have nowhere to store the stuff. So you've got to order and recycle and get things ready.
That's right.
So I awesome. Think that's the kind of thing that comes up.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.